There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's Curiosity Stream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with Curiosity Stream. Go to curiositystream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
I'm Doc Rivers, and I'm proud to present a new podcast documentary series called It Was Said Sports, where I guide you through six of the most impactful and timeless speeches in sports history. Listen and follow It Was Said Sports, a documentary podcast presentation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals, and John Meacham Studio. Available now on Odyssey and wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Rick Dayton Show, 3:36 in the afternoon, and my new best friend right now is on the line. Looking forward to this. Voting rights attorney Richard Bell is the founder of an organization called Voting for Beginners. For more than 20 years, he has done pro bono work as an attorney to protect the rights of voters, and he is joining us now on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mr. Bell, thank you so much for coming on KDK. How are you?
My pleasure, Rick. I'm very well. Thank you. Please call me Richard.
Well, the reason that we are best friends is because Richard spent some time down at Duke University, and I was down there as well when my wife was finishing up her postdoctoral fellowship. And so our love of the Blue Devils continues on. So here we go. Devil with a blue dress. Devil with a blue dress.
Go,
devil with
go, a blue Devils. Dress on.
There we go. Hey, Richard, now you are working as an attorney in the New York City area, do a lot of work with liability law, but you also are the founder of this organization called Voting for Beginners. How does an attorney get interested in voting and making sure that everybody exercises their right?
Absolutely. So voting is something that I have been interested in my whole life from the time my parents introduced me to it as a little boy. And I always go back to Dr. King calling voting the foundation of democracy, and I really believe that, because every right from which all other rights are exercised is the right to vote. And I have done it, like you said, for about 20 years. I do voter protection work. I've done it twice in Pennsylvania, or actually in 2020. I was in Norristown in eastern Pennsylvania, and I've done it in Philadelphia as well. And I have done voter protection both online and polling places and in courts as well.
So we now have a case that was brought forward by the Pennsylvania Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, against the Republican Party in Pennsylvania that has to do with these issues of Republicans asking for what the Attorney General says is information that's none of your business. Give us an idea as to where you think this whole thing is going.
Okay, so Josh Shapiro, he doesn't know me. I don't know him, but he's one of my heroes. I think he's a terrific attorney general, just following him in the news.
Okay.
So here's what happens. So the Republican Party wants to do one of what we call a sham audit, and the Philadelphia Inquirer won't even use the word audit. So they had a whole editorial on this. They're not going to use it because it has no best practices. It's really not an audit. So besides wasting the taxpayers' money, what happens is the Republican Party issues a subpoena, and they want, in violation, I believe, of the privacy of every Pennsylvania voter, they want every voter's name, date of birth, last four of the social addresses. And Josh Shapiro went to court on Thursday night, and he says, this is outrageous. Number one, this is private information. And number two, the Republicans are going to be hiring a third-party vendor. We don't know. It could be those Ninja Turtles in Arizona. And that information is going to get out to people that have no right having your information as a Pennsylvania resident.
So if we go on the other side of this, though, that how do you know whether or not, and I think the question is, were the ballots doctored in some way, right? I mean, that's the contention of some of the Republican lawmakers. How do you know whether or not the person who put their name on the ballot really is that person without that information? I mean, how do we protect the legitimacy of our elections moving forward?
Well, first of all, in Pennsylvania, you have the unique position of having multiple lawsuits and multiple judges look at just these issues. And there was not one iota of evidence of fraud found by any of those judges, Republican and Democratic judges alike. So that's number one. Number two, every study done, it was MIT or the Brennan Center over the last 20 years, found that voter fraud is absolutely minuscule. Hundreds of millions of ballots, you have the infinitesimal percentage that has a problem. So we haven't had the problem, so I look at it as it's a solution in search of a problem.
On this day that is National Voter Registration Day, Tuesday, the 28th of September, what are the things that we should be doing to help our kids, to help our neighbors, to help people that we go to church with, to make sure that they are indeed registered to vote? How do you broach that subject? I mean, is it as simple as simply saying, hey, you're 18 now, let's go get you registered to vote to your kids? I mean, that's our obligation, is it not?
Oh, it's 100% your obligation, and that's one of the reasons I created VotingForBeginners.com. So these are 3 to 5 minute little bites on that website. And they basically, whether you're young, not so young, voted for the first time, voting for the 50th time, it gives you just little tidbits of how to register, how to check in your registration, should you do early voting or absentee voting, all these issues that sometimes, frankly, people are embarrassed to ask because nobody has told them. Mm-hmm. And one of my goals is to get my VotingForBeginners.com into every high school, college, and corporation because I think voters need to be educated. And I don't know if you recall, but in the summer, 150 corporations, including Amazon and Microsoft and Target, they sent a letter to the Congress, and they said you should pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. And I say, okay, that's great that you sent the letter. Now do something to empower these people, educate them.
Don't you think they also need to be empowering their own employees? I mean, whether it's giving them time off to go vote, maybe that's not an issue. I mean, because if the polls open at 7 o'clock in the morning and they're open until 8 o'clock at night, there aren't many people working 13-hour days. And even if they do, there are other ways that you can vote now, right? I mean, so do we need to go down that road of saying time off for voting, or are there other ways to get around that?
Well, number one, in the Freedom to Vote Act, which has been introduced in the Senate, not passed, of course, yet. But one of the things is making Election Day a public holiday.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Things like automatic voter registration and same-day voter registration. And, yeah, employers have an obligation. We're all part of this democracy together. And so you give your employees, I have forever, you can have 2 hours, you can have a half a day. What do you really need to get there? Because people are working people, single mothers, there's a lot of people that find it burdensome in restricted hours. So that's why I believe you should make it as easy as possible.
Voting rights attorney Richard Bell joining us. His website is votingforbeginners.com. Again, there's 10 different episodes that are out there, some of them 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, but it teaches all sorts of things that you may not know, regardless of the number of times that you voted. Richard, before we let you go, there's no such thing as a little or a minor or an off-year election, is there? Every single one matters the same.
Wow, Rick, that is such a great thing to tell your audience, because you know what? Your local elections or local issues, they are absolutely as important as the years when we have presidential elections and congressional elections, because the people that you vote for are the people that are going to do things in your name, and those issues are really going to affect your life.
Indeed. Well, thank you for what you're doing to encouraging people to get out there and vote, and it's perfect that we had you on National Voter Registration Day. Mr. Bell, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Rick. Go Blue Devils. Thanks.
Well, there we go. Richard Bell joining us right now. And again, his website is votingforbeginners.com. No dashes or hyphens or dots or anything, just votingforbeginners.com. It's nonpartisan. It's a free video series. You can jump out there. And hey, if you got kids or grandkids or whatever that are asking about these sorts of things, sit down together with them and go through that. I think it's a great way that you can learn some. And who knows? You may learn something too. I know that I did.
Curiosity Stream has thousands of documentary films and shows available on demand on any device. We're the Netflix for nerds, the Hulu for history buffs, the Disney Plus for the scientist in us. There sure are a lot of streaming services, aren't there? Curiosity Stream is the one you definitely need if you're the type to nature doc and chill, if you're an armchair astronaut, if you prefer physics to psychics, or perhaps you know a precocious paleontologist. Go to CuriosityStream.com to learn more and sign up today.
I'm Erin Ryan, political commentator, comedy writer, and host of Crooked Media's Hysteria.
And I'm co-host Alyssa Mastromonaco, former White House Deputy Chief of Staff for President Obama.
Each week on Hysteria, we are joined by a team of hilariously opinionated ladies to discuss the headlines from the serious to the absurd.
We cover everything from reproductive rights to rom-coms and break down the political news of the week and cultural stories that affect women's lives.
New episodes of Hysteria drop every Thursday. Listen on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey's going back to school, and we've got all the supplies you need, like A-plus exclusive music stations and podcasts to help you or your student excel. Wake up and get the school day started with Acoustic Sunrise, the best mix of acoustic pop. Hit the books with Classical Odyssey, passionate classical music to help you focus while you study. Listen to essential school podcasts like Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing and be inspired with TED Talks Daily. Get back to school with new exclusive stations, plus all your favorite local radio stations and podcasts on Odyssey. See.